Good evening. Welcome to Making It to the Finish Line Radio Show. I am Gladys Pearson, founder, CEO of Making It to the Finish Line, along with
Cassandra from Big Wheel Smokehouse.
We come to you each week with words of motivation, inspiration, and informative information. We would like to thank Stealth for our intro music, A Time to Chill, off of his Keep It Smooth CD, and it is A Time to Chill. And hello, Facebook family.
Hey, Facebook.
So, Cassandra, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good, Mom. We had a really, really good turnout for first Saturday, which, sad to say, is going to be our last Saturday. See my face. It was really, really nice. DJ Rod, it was his birthday. And I tell you, me and LaTanya, we threw down that kitchen. We did great. We did the Hennessy wings. We had the regular wings. We had $5 meals. It was really, really great. Friday, I can't remember what I did Friday.
I don't know, but I know what I did Friday.
What did you do, Mom?
I was down here ballrooming away. You know, I have to get my ballroom dancing on every Friday at your show place.
Hey, Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. How are you?
So you got your ballroom on.
Yes, I did. And, of course, Saturday I was here to help DJ Rod celebrate his birthday. And like Cassandra said, it is sad to say bye-bye first Saturdays. At first I was a little sad, but you know what? I'm kind of glad I got my Saturdays, first Saturdays back.
Well, I'll try to find something else for us to do, Mom. I mean, we're not going to just quit like that. We're going to probably find something else to place that, and we're going to do what we have to do. Like, the main thing is really getting the girls signed up for the Cotillion Ball.
Right.
The Cotillion, so we're going to be doing that.
And I think Cassandra has some news to share with us about Kari, the young man that we did the big fundraiser for.
Yes, Kari, he had surgery yesterday. They had to sharpen the bones so that he get ready to be fitted for his prosthetic legs. And we did a video. If you guys can go to Care for Kari, Care for Kari on Facebook. Just had surgery yesterday, and he's in the gym playing today, playing basketball with his father. This young man is a remarkable young man. Kari is very, I mean, when you see him, the things that we worry about, we shouldn't worry about when we see this young man. I mean, it's amazing what he's going through. So, and the positive attitude that he has. So if you guys can take a chance, take a time out and go to Care for Kari. Kari is K-A-R-A-I. Care for Kari and check out his story. Like I said, this is one of the third surgeries he's had.
Yes, and within a year.
And I mean, he's just a remarkable young man. He just turned 13. The fundraiser we have for him was remarkable, and he's an outstanding young man. I just want you guys. Hey, Cassandra, how are you?
Hi,
I just
Cassandra.
Want you guys to go to Care for Kari on Facebook and check out his story. I mean, when I say he's a remarkable young man, words cannot explain. You just have to go on there and see for yourself. And it's hashtag Kari. So go check out his page, Care for Kari.
Okay, and what else did you do over the weekend, Cassandra? I know we got a little off topic, but that's okay. That's what it's all about.
That's pretty much about it. We did the first Saturday, which was our last Saturday. We had started in January, so we did this from January up until August. And it was a very, very interesting experience. It was interesting working with my mother and my aunt Marlene, to say the least. I tell you, this last one, baby, we went out with a bang. It was all kind of things behind the scenes that was going on. But you know what? We rolled the punches and we did what we had to do. And my son, he helped me kitchen. He was looking at me like, Mom, have we ran out of chicken yet? He was serving the food. You know, his customer service skills, it's room to improve. But he was doing okay, but he was tired. He was here till 2:30 at night.
Yes.
I mean, he loved a party, but he says the difference from partying and working in the kitchen.
Me and Marlene, we were here until like 3:30.
Yes. Are you about that life, Mom, what you want to do?
No.
Life?
I don't think so. It is not for me.
Okay.
But we do have an interesting show coming up. We're going to be talking about getting ready for school. We know school is going to be starting back in the next couple of weeks. And we want to throw out some tips to the parents as well as share some information regarding what you need to start thinking about, especially our eighth graders who are going into high school or going into college, period. If there are certain things that they need to focus on, and we're going to have some tips to share with you, and we're also expecting a guest to call in to share some information with you about something that is coming up for you. And while we're waiting for Hi Val to come to call in, we're going to take a quick commercial.
Smokehouse, our barbecue sauce is packed with flavor on top of flavor, made with brown sugar, ripe tomatoes, and 10 different spices. So next time you want to take your chicken, ribs, or pulled pork to the next level, pour on some Big Wells Smokehouse sauce where the smoke is real. And for those who have a sweet tooth, let Big Wells Smokehouse make German chocolate or carrot cake cookies. German chocolate, rich cocoa cookie with chocolate chips, pecans and coconut, and for our carrot cake cookies, loaded with carrots, pineapples, raisins, and topped off with cream cheese icing. So next time you want to go grab a bottle of barbecue sauce or gourmet cookies, come to Big Wells House where the smoke is real.
And I have to tell you, the smoke is real, and she proved it on Saturday night that smoke is real. I mean, they were smoking in that kitchen. I mean, it's just amazing of how they handled everything. I mean, because it was a big crowd, the food, you know, you got to be on your toes when you handling that food. People coming in trying to order, you know, everybody wants theirs right away. But Big Will Smokehouse, it was real. The smoke was real, I have to tell you.
Donna wanted to know how to spell Kari again. Kari is K-A-R-A-I. It's Care for Kari on Facebook. Donna, go check her out. It was just, it's fascinating how remarkable this young man is. So those of you guys who know that we did the fundraiser a couple of weeks ago for Kari, go check out. It's Care for Kari, and it's on Facebook, and Kari is K-A-R-A-I. AI. Donna, go check out his story. You guys, go check out his story. It's remarkable.
Well, like I said, we have some tips for parents because of the new school year that's coming up. And I know sometimes that can be really overwhelming for the youth as well as the parents. So here's a few tips we want to give you. One, make it a team effort. And when I say make it a team effort, talk with your child about what school has to offer. Like if they're getting ready to go to middle school from elementary school, talk to them about the middle school. If they're getting ready to go to high school, then, you know, that discussion needed to be done way in advance. Talk about the high schools and what they have to offer.
Hey,
next,
Charlie,
keep a positive focus. You know, sometimes we get lost and we need to keep the focus clear. Let you know what you expect and reassure them about their feelings. Don't buy into negative feelings. Three, encourage school involvement, especially for your teens. You don't want them to be overcommitted, but you do want them to be involved in something in school to keep that balance. 4, get enough sleep. You know, over the summer, they don't have certain hours to go to bed, so now they got to get reacclimated back to the norm. So make sure that they get enough sleep.
And, Mom, let me just say this. And make sure that you know when you start to do this, there's 3 roles that's important: the parents, the student, and the teacher. If one of those chains break, if one of those roles is not followed, then there's a problem. So you always have to remember, when I go up to my daughter's school, I tell the teachers that everybody have a role to play. I have a role to play as a parent, my daughter has a role to play as a student, and the teacher have a role to play. And if everybody play their role, then the kids are going to do and get what they need. But it only takes one person to drop the ball, and then there's a problem. And I'm the kind of parent that when they see me coming through the door, they know that there's a problem. I mean, there's always, hi, Miss Bettis, how you doing? And I think we as parents, we need to get back involved in the schools and show your face so that the school know that you are interested in your kids' education. I cannot stress that enough. I cannot stress enough. Know what's going on with the schools now. A lot of parents saying that they don't have good schools to choose from. But when you're at a school that's really not up to code, because I was guilty of that. I took my kids out of school because it was not like it was when I went to Hutchins Middle School however many years ago. But I had to realize that I cannot keep on taking my kids out of the school. If it's something that I need to do extra with them, then that's what we need to do. I just wanted to say that, Mom.
Okay. And that's very important because, you know, teachers are not like they were back in the day. And that's sad to say that they don't I'm not going to say they don't have the interest of the student at heart, but they have a lot of things on their plate, so they're dealing with this, that, and the other. So naturally, the quality of teachers today is quite different from what it was, like Cassandra said, back when she was coming up in school. So parents, you just got to be more involved and know what's going on.
I agree.
Next.
Be more involved.
As I was saying, encourage your youth to be involved in some activity. It don't have to be 4 or 5. I would say 2, because, you know, they still have that homework to do. And then they have other things at home that they have to take care of. But they should be involved in something extracurricular in school to have that school spirit.
Correct. I agree.
Then take a trial run. When I say take a trial run, know where the school is located at, know where they to report to on their first day. Their first day can be kind of scary, especially if they're transitioning from 5th grade to 6th grade, 8th grade to high school. So take that trial run so that you know, they can feel comfortable and you can feel comfortable. Stock up on school supplies. Now, there's no reason no student should be without school supplies, because there is so many different groups giving out supplies. I mean, it's tons of groups. So you want to make sure that you hit the different places. If not, go to the different places that are giving out supplies, then make sure Walmart, Myers, Office Depot, all of those places are loaded with supplies. Prepare the night for it. That comes with time management. You have to make sure that your child has everything that they need. Most of the schools give out a list. So, you know, review the list. Make sure they have what they need. It's no reason why no student should be without the proper tools for a successful school year. Get a healthy start. I know sometimes we don't have time to eat breakfast, but we need to work on that to make sure that our kids have their breakfast before they go to school or they get to school in time to have breakfast. So that's another tip.
And sometimes breakfast, you don't have to sit there and make them pancakes. You can do a piece of fruit. You can give them orange juice. You can give them a bagel. You can give them a muffin. You just want to give them something on their stomach so that they will be able to be ready to do, because they do say breakfast is the most important meal of the day. So that's something that you want to get in the habit of is, you know, giving them the breakfast that they need. And it doesn't have to be anything elaborate. You don't have to go in the kitchen and do a big, you know, all this cooking for them. I mean, some things you can do prepped on Sundays. If you want to make them homemade pancakes, you can make up so many pancakes and you can freeze them. You can do the waffles or you can buy frozen. I mean, come on now. We know what damn time we in now. So you want to make sure that you give something in their stomachs before they go to school. Piece of fruit, bagels, muffins, a cup of juice. That's what you would do with them.
Okay, another tip. If you have smaller children, accompany them maybe the first couple of days to school so they won't feel like they're lost or they're overwhelmed. That's something that we don't, you know, a lot of parents don't do. They just send them off to school and that's it. But take the time to go with them the first few days, especially the little ones. They need that. Because I can tell you, when I was in the classroom on that first day of school with the little kindergartners, oh my God, they were having a fit when their parent dropped them off. They was crying, "Oh my mama, hey mama," and I mean, it was just I was overwhelmed, and I was the teacher. You know, you have to be, you know. Do you want to? No, I don't want no hug. I want my. I mean, they would just really be totally lost because this is their first time leaving, you know, the side of their parent. So it's really good for you to go with them that first day, maybe I would say the first week to get them really broke in. What do you think, Sandra?
I think it takes about a week. It takes about a week to get them, like you said, broken.
And then introduce yourself. Make sure that you know your students, teachers. There's nothing, no worse in the world than to go up to the school and you have no clue of who the teacher is. So take time to go and meet the student's teacher. Let them know what your work hours are. Let them know how they can reach you. So that's very important. Then the last thing, read up about the school. That really should have been number one and not number 11. You need to read about school, the test scores and what have you, so you can be aware if they're on target or not. Cassandra, what do you have to say about that?
I think everything that you just said makes sense. You know, you got to introduce yourself to the teacher, number one, so that they can know that you are a concerned parent. You have to make sure that they know that you are there to assist them, to be able to help them out. But I just think teachers need to do what they got to do. This year, I just hope and pray that the teachers is not calling me every time I turn around. That would be a good year for me. That they are not calling me every time you see that there's, I mean, she in the 10th grade now. Nah, I mean, really it's time for her to just really, I don't know, really to see what she got to do. I mean, but I think it's going to be okay. But the first day of school is so exciting. It's exciting for everyone, and it's overwhelming for everyone, for the kids, for the teacher, for the parents. And just have a great school year.
I agree with you 100% because I know when y'all was going to school, we didn't have all of those problems like they have today. We just didn't. I mean, the parents, we were involved. We were concerned. We went with the kids on the first day. And then for those that are transitioning, you know, from one major grade to the next, I mean, that even needs to be addressed because they have, you know, they parents think just because your kid is going to a higher grade that they don't need you. And that's not true. They still need to know that you are concerned, even with your high schoolers. You need to make sure that they have their correct classes. Don't wait until the teacher, you get a letter from the school stated that little Johnny or Big Johnny is back. That goes for the on the teacher's end as well as on the parents' end. Parents need to be more aware of what's going on with their youth. You need to make sure to take them credit early on, not at the end of the first semester, and definitely not at the end of the second semester. For some reason, sometimes kids get lost. And then the parent is worrying about, how come he didn't have this? Or why he didn't have, did you check? Now, if you didn't check, then there's a problem. But those are just some things, you know, to help you get off to a good school year. And for each of you, the parent as well as the student, to have a good school year. And then I wanted to talk about like our eighth graders who are going into the ninth grade, or the high schooler who's maybe in the 10th grade. You know, there are some things that they can do on their own in order to prepare as they're journeying through school, especially those ninth graders. There are career technical centers that the Detroit Public Schools has, and they have all kinds of things to offer youth. And it would be to that youth involved in some of them. I mean, they're free, and they get certified.
Let me just jump in on that. I know I used to go to the Votech, and I would see maybe five kids in a class. And I went and talked to some culinary arts students a couple of years ago. I asked the instructor, are your class this light all the time? And she said, yes. Baby boomers, just because you don't have kids in school anymore, it still is important to talk to people who have grandkids or who have kids in school and let them know that they still have opportunities there that is free. Let's say that again. It's not much that's free in schools nowadays. The same opportunities that when I went to Votech still available. Everyone is not going to go to college. There's no need for us to keep on, you know, every kid is not going to go to college, and that's okay. But if they have a trade, they have a skill, then that's something that you also start putting in your kids. I think you will start like maybe in middle school, letting them know of the different options and the different choices they have. Everyone is not going to go to college, but you can stress to them that they can take up a job. They can take up, I mean, they can make a year. Out, you know, it's really up there. They got to work their way up. They're not going to start from the bottom and make $100,000, but there's some occupation that is very, very good for them to be able to look for. So that's something that you want to think about. You want to start getting that in their heads about Votech and OTech and
Oakland College. Yeah. Right. And some of the things that they offer, I mean, I'm just looking at this list. Employability and life skills, computers, development of leadership skills, hospitality and culinary arts, cosmetology, automotive collision, and they can get a certificate in all of these areas.
I mean, you're talking about automotive. That's something that you need every day. You need a car. If your specialty is fixing brakes, if your specialty is changing oil changes, this is something that you can use every single day. Because everybody needs their car work on. Everyone. So this is something that you need to, what's some other trades?
They have hospitality and food service, baking and pastry, public safety, homeland security, flight training and aviation technology, carpentry, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. All of these trades, they make good money, and they are certified at the end of the program. Then in your OTEC, which is in Oakland County, they offer, what is this, agri science and environmental technologies, automotive technology, collision repair and fishing, computer networking, hospitality technologies, engineering pay good money, and they earn a degree in that in high school. Then you have your dual enrollment. Those students who want to get college credit, this is a good way to get all of that while you're in high school, and it's free.
So by the time you get ready to graduate, are they graduating with enough credits for their associate?
Yes.
Because they're taking a two-year program.
Right.
A two-year program. So these are the things that are available for our youth. Parents, you got to be knowledgeable. You got to know what's out here available for your youth and let them take advantage of it.
Right.
No one is going to tell us. That's what this is what we're doing. We're bringing this information to you because school is getting ready to start. I know a lot of my mom's Facebook friends, probably, you know, kids and grandkids have already graduated. But it's information that you can give to pass on to someone else. That's what we need you to do. We need the best information on for our youth because they need knowledge. They need this information. They need to take care of this while it's free. I've had so many people come to me. I told them to take up cosmetology when they was in high school. They didn't want to do it. Now they want to go and pay for cosmetology now that they're adults. They don't have to go down that road if you let the young people know what is available and the opportunities out here for them. What you think, Mon?
On the high schoolers, they can earn their 200 volunteer hours. We're always looking for volunteers to come out and help us with our cotillion program. And they can get their 200 hours. We just had a young lady who did the whole 4 years of being in the program. She's on her way to Albany. Can't remember the name of the college, but she's on her way to college. And she did 4 years, 9th through 12th grade, and she got 200 hours. She didn't have to go out and look for a job. High school students, 11th and 12th graders, if you're good in, like, drama, dancing, etiquette, come and volunteer. You can get your 200 hours. College students, if you're looking for an internship and you like to dance or you like to do drama, we can incorporate all of this into our curriculum. We're always open to suggestions, and this is another way to get experience because all jobs look for you to have some type of experience, and we're willing to give you that experience. So this is, you know, we just wanted to bring you this information because we know with the beginning of the school year close up on us, we want everybody to have a smooth
transition
and a good school year. If you have the right tools in place, you can make it to the finish line. Wouldn't you say, Cassandra?
Oh, yeah. Everything is preparation. Everything is preparation. And you don't want kids to say this, I didn't know. I didn't know I could took cosmetology. I didn't know I could have took up auto mechanics. I mean, take advantage of what is free. Like I said before, it's not much out here that's free and worth it. So, I mean, you know, let your neighbors know. Let your neighbors' kids know. Talk to them and tell them what's available out here, opportunities that they have available for them. They don't want to be stuck.
And like you said, baby boomers. Just because we don't have kids in school, all all of our kids, but still keep in mind that these babies are still ours, and it's up to us to make sure they get what they need. Because I know my kids are well grown, and I'm still working with kids. I mean, I go out and look for jobs where I can see the rest of what's going on with the kids. I just am ending a job tomorrow where I've been working with fifth through eighth grade. I'm telling you, they have just frazzled my nerves. And I know tomorrow they're going to be saying, ooh, we're so glad Miss Pearson won't be back. You know why? Honey, the rules that I had, my granddaughter was telling me, now, they're not going to like you. I don't care if they don't like me. I'm here to help them with youth development.
Exactly.
And my youth development, you know, there were certain things they had to do. They may not didn't want to do it, but they still had to do it.
Siobhan, do they have Voltec in Virginia?
I mean, I took making it to the finish line to this job. I did the etiquette. I did the talent show, and they could not understand why they had to do the talent show. It was non-negotiable. So it's going to be really interesting tomorrow to see how many of them actually show up to perform. But like I told, it's their loss.
And I think at first I didn't understand why she wanted the kids to do the talent show. I figured it's summertime, but you said it was youth development, right?
Yes.
So this is giving them skills that they will be able to use when they go to fourth, fifth through
eighth grade.
So to be able to perform in front of your peers,
right,
is going to be a lot. And they're going to have to perform in front of people that they don't know when they get in high school. So once it was explained to me why they had to do this in youth development, I understood it more. But at first, I was like, my daughter, I was like, why is she making them do all this? They just here for the summer program. They just want to chill out. But I really do. I get what she's trying to show them. And those who take it serious, they will be able to take those skills with them when they go on to high school. Or they can say when they get in the eighth grade, oh, I had to do this in the summer. So I definitely understand that.
Right. It builds up their confidence.
That's true, and they definitely
need public speaking. I mean, it's just crazy. I wanted them to write a poem, because when I was saying poem, they said, what? I said, y'all know what I mean. And I'm the instructor. Right. And I had each one of them to create a poem.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, the ones that I read, most of them was violets are red. No, roses are red. Violets are
blue.
That's all they knew. I couldn't believe it.
So they didn't try to be creative.
Then you had some that were creative where they took their name, each letter in their name, and made it into a poem.
Okay, that was creative.
Right, very creative. Then I have one young man. Now, he's hilarious, and he's original. He's doing sounds. And when I say sounds, I tell you, when he first did it, I'm sitting up there at my desk looking like, is he serious? And then when he really got into it, I say, wow, he is funny. And he is going to blow everybody away tomorrow with these sounds. Because, you know, we're sitting up there looking. But, hey, he's original. And he was not ashamed to get up there and do that. Because some of them saying they don't have Skip any talent. We all have talent. You just have to reach deep inside of you to find out what that talent is. Because if it was necessary, I was going to do my dance, Sweet Love.
Oh, wow. I don't know if you heard that. But, Siobhan, I'm reading your comment, and you say they have cybersecurity. So they don't have Voltec like we had here. They don't offer. So what do they offer the kids there as far as the curriculum? Just the curriculum and cybersecurity? That's why I'm saying people. And this is my cousin. She's in Virginia. So I'm just seeing what her son's school offers. He's in the 10th grade along with my daughter. I mean, I just think that we need to have a lot of things available because you guys see, you see how the world is going. You see how it's going. So I mean, we got to let our kids know the vehicle for them.
Okay, we're going to take a little break and we'll be back.
Okay, so they do
totally.
Okay. Remember again, Big Wheel Smokehouse is on Facebook and Instagram with the phone number 313-718-5581. And what? The
smoke
is
real. Okay, Cassandra, what do you have for them as far as saving this week?
Oh, my. I always have my savings going on. Right now, Kroger's have a great sale going on. They have the whole chicken, drumsticks, or thighs for 88 cents a pound. That is great. Get you a couple of those chickens, throw them in the freezer on Sunday, and take them out on Saturday nights. Go ahead and cook them, pop them in the oven. You can have roasted chicken. You can have chicken salad. It's a lot you can do with those chickens if you go ahead and put them in a big roaster and maybe cook about two or three of them because sometimes they're not that big. Your fresh cherries, everybody knows this is a pretty good deal. They're $1.88 a pound. They have fresh peaches that are 99 cents a pound. For those who drag pop, they have Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and burners. You have to buy three for $10. Edie's ice cream is on sale for $2.49. And remember, all these, you have to have your Kroger's card. Put them on your Kroger's card, which is your coupons. And then they also have right now going on for your digital. You get five items. You can use that item five times. You can buy it five times, but you can't buy two and try to come back tomorrow and get the other three. If you're going to get the Edie's ice cream, you have to buy all five at the same time. And you put those digital coupons on your Kroger Plus card. We also have Duncan Hines brownies. That's $1. That would be a great dessert if you're going to make up your batch of brownies. Put ice cream on top with some caramel sauce. You're talking about something delicious. They also have those Pepperidge. Goldfish, we get those a lot. They sell for 99 cents. You can buy five bags, less than $5. You get a lot of the Kroger brand vegetables. They're on sale right now for 99 cents. And I do a little cheating. If you want to keep onions and bell peppers on hand, Kroger's have them on, already chopped up for you, come frozen. When you have to make a meal, when you got to saute your onions and saute your bell peppers, go and get the ones that's already chopped up. They're only 99 cents. They already come in the bag. They're in the frozen section. Those work wonders, and they save you a lot of time. And just go and check out what they have. They have a lot of digital coupons that's on sale. They say savings over $1,000 in the coupons. So go to Kroger.com. I'm sure you already have a Kroger bonus card and download your coupons already onto your card. So when you get ready to check out, you're going to get what's already on sale and then you're going to use your coupons. And that's what a lot of people don't understand about couponing. You got to get what's on sale. along with your the prices that they already have marked down, and you have your coupons, and that's how you're going to notice a lot that's going down on your bill. What do you have, Mom?
Well, we talked about the tips for school and everything, so now we're going to move on to making it to the finish line. Like Cassandra said, we are recruiting for our fall session that starts September the 9th, and we're going to try our program on a Saturday, the second and fourth Saturday of each month from 1 to 5. And we're calling all parents. We want to stress, put your youth in positive programs. And Making It to the Finish Line, our signature program, the Young and Elegant Cotillion, Young and Debonair Boot Camp, the program helps our youth become well-rounded individuals. Most of our youth have been exposed to some things that are too heavy for them to carry, but our program helps them through these personal and sometimes tragic experiences so that they are whole and able to move on afterwards. And also, even though the cotillion is a long tradition in the African-American community, our boot camp program is designed to benefit youth of all ethnic backgrounds. We want to be more diverse so our youth can learn the culture of other youth. And I think being in the cotillion program, it would be excellent for those who are not Afro-Americans. And you know, I visualize in my mind the different cultures at our cotillion ball in their culture garb, attire. And I believe it would just be so beautiful to see the girls, what they wear in their culture, and the young men, as well as with our youth. We also offer, this is just to tell you some of the things that we offer. Elegance, enhanced social graces, poise, etiquette, self-esteem, community service, conflict resolution skills, how to obtain employment, improving communication between parent and youth, which is so important. That communication between parent and youth. Parents, you have to listen to your youth just as well as they need to listen to you. Because for some reason, they just think we've been this size all the time. They don't think we've been their age. I've come to realize that. But we want you to register early. You can download the application, our website, www.mittfl.org. Visit us on Facebook to see the different things that we do with the youth. I mean, we do a lot, and we're going to be adding some things this year to make the program more exciting and not bore the kids. Cassandra, what do you have to say about that?
I had to tell my mom that a lot of things need to change. We've been doing Making It to the Finish Line for the last 16 years, and my mother, she's from the old school. And what I told her was that she needs to talk to the kids and ask them, what do they want to do? What are they looking forward to come to a program? Because we already know that they need the program, but what can we do to make it fun? Not saying that we're going to exclude the etiquette, that we're not going to do the different things that they need to do, but you have to make it that the kids want to tell their friends. And a lot of times, my mother don't want to do change. That's why we're right here at this, where we're at now, she don't want to do change. And I told her, Mom, everything has to change from time to time. And it's really time for her to just chill and let me come on in and do and bring what I need to bring to make it to the finish line, because we're getting ready to launch a new program called All About Sisterhood. We did this program years ago when my niece, which is Tasha, my little cousin, was very, very young. We did arts and craft. We did field trips. So this is what we're trying to bring back now. And it really has to be all about sisterhood, because we need to learn how to be able to like each other. I can look at they could be able to look at another young lady, not have a perception of that they don't like that person because they don't know that person. So this is what all about sisterhood is going to be about. So we're going to be adding all about sisterhood on to what my mother already did with the cotillion.
Now, all about sisterhood. When we say sisterhood, we're talking about any young lady, right?
Any young lady.
All about sisterhood has no color.
No color.
No color.
No color.
So we want our youth to understand that. If you're of a different ethnic background, feel free to join the program, because we are all the same. On the inside, we're all the same. We just look different on the outside. Am I not correct?
That's correct. I mean, and there's a lot going on in the world today that we need to be able to show them that we can get along with one another. And it doesn't matter. I mean, I know the world is being divided, but we're just trying to get them to know about building bonds, building relationships, and it's just get this going. So we're going to have new T-shirts that's going to be out here.
Oh, yes.
We're
I
gonna
can't
have
wait.
Really, really nice new T-shirts for All About Sisterhood. We're going to have some new T-shirts for the cotillion, for making it to the finish line. I'm getting ready to put my spin on it, and we're getting ready to take making it to the finish line to another level, because, like I said, we've been doing this for 16 years. We give out prom dresses. We right now doing tools for school. We're getting a lot of supplies in. We have do you have almost 100 book bags?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have almost 100 book bags. Our goal was to give out 300 book bags. I think we have over maybe 150. So we need 150 more book bags, and we also are putting the supplies in there as well. So we give out supplies. We give out
holiday baskets.
Holiday baskets. We give a free Halloween party, all the candy that the kids can eat and have to make them sick so they can go home to their parents. So we do a lot. Like, we've been here 16 years. I've been working with my mom ever since she was at Hutchins. At Hutchins working.
Wow, and that's a long time.
It's been a long time. It's been like almost 30 years me working with my mother with the youth. So it's a lot that we're doing out there. So come on board. We need volunteers. We need volunteers that can help do some dance classes. We need volunteers with people who want to do cheer. It's a lot of things we want to do with the kids. We want to do some poetry slams.
Oh, yes. So
it's a lot. I mean, if we have some DJs out there that want to volunteer, we want to do a lot with the youth to make it interesting and make them want to come enjoy themselves, because now we'll be doing it every other Saturday. We used to do it every Sunday from 5 to 7. Now you have your Sundays free up, and it's going to be how many hours on Saturday?
1 to 5.
1 to 5. 4 hours on Saturday.
Twice a month.
Twice a month. You can't beat it.
Right, and you're getting the same amount of time in a shorter period.
So that's going to be something to look for. So what else do you have, Mom?
We have our breast cancer awareness luncheon coming up. That's Saturday, October the 28th, 2017, from 1 to 4 p.m. If you are a breast cancer survivor or you know someone that is a survivor, email us the information where we can send them a formal invitation. Our email address is mittfl@att.net. Survivors, please contact us where you can be at our cancer awareness. Tickets are $10 in advance. It's going to be at Ear Show Place, Michigan, 48212. Visit our website. All of this information is on there, as well as the information for the cotillion program, the application packet. Parents, you need to register early.
And ladies, let me just say this. We must get mammograms. We must get the mammograms. We have to do self-examinations ourselves. I know I have quite a few friends that are survivors of breast cancer. I believe my father's mother
had breast cancer.
Passed with breast cancer. So I had to start getting mammograms very early. So, I mean, yes, a lot of people say that they're scared. My mom, she's the biggest baby to come to mammograms. I mean, I tell you, she swear that they done just smashed her polar, her little breast. She just be in pain. So go with your friends. Grab somebody. Grab a loved one. If you're scared to go by yourself, just make sure that you go out there and get the mammogram. You definitely need to get the mammogram. So go ahead, Mom.
Also, our pre-Mother's Day cruise, all aboard, we're going to the exotic Mexican Riviera, and we want you to come and join us and take your mother, that mother figure, or treat yourself to this fabulous cruise. It's May the 5th, 2018 through May 12th, 2018. The information is on our website with the registration form. Cabins are going fast, so we don't want you to miss out. And guess what? Call us to find out how you can earn a free cruise. You can also put the cruise in the layaway.
Layaway,
yes. You can put it in the layaway.
Sounds good to me.
And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to contact us. You can contact me at 313-460-0596. And I will give you as much information as you need. But you don't want to miss out on this cruise. And I tell you what, I'm going. I don't know. I mean, you know, everybody's worrying about it. Am I going to be able to go? Hey, I'm going to go. I may be over the banister of the boat, but I'm going.
Well, let's hope not over the banister. And let's hope it's not like it was when you went on the last cruise. You called me. You were sick.
I know.
Get together, my enjoyment. Have you a good time. Go on up there. Get your eat on. I mean, that's what
right.
It's all about. So, you know, get yourself, you got enough time to prepare yourself for next year.
You're absolutely right. And talking about the tools for school, listeners, we need some angels to help us meet our quota. It's been very slow this year for some reason. We always manage to meet our quotas, but we know that there's angels out there. We still need book bags. You can also do monetary donations through our website, www.mittfl.org. You can also go, if you're local, go to Five and Below. The book bags are only $5, and I mean they have some nice book bags at Five and Below. And they can be dropped off at Ears Show Place, 2140 Holbrook. That's in Hamtramck, Michigan. So we're calling on all angels. And we know you're out there. We know that you are out there.
Yes, you are. Because, like I said, we need book bags. We need the supplies to go in there. So you can do monetary donations. Or you can go to, like she said, Five and Below. It's a lot of places you can go and get very, very nice book bags. They don't have to be characters. But Five and Below also have character book bags as well. And so the book bags that we have so far are very, very nice. We just want no child to not have their supplies so that they can get started for this 2017-2018 school year.
And we've been doing this ever since 2002. At least 300 book bags per year.
Since 2002. And we're talking about 2017. So you see how long we have given the book bags. What else?
I don't want you to forget again, I have to reiterate, we are recruiting for the Cotillion program. The application is on our website, www.mittfl.org. If you are a high school or a college student and you're looking for something to do, and like I said before, dancing, drama, whatever talent is you would like to share with other youth, we are looking for you.
You have a chance to get your hours.
Your 200 volunteer hours.
So come on.
That's
over.
Important.
Yes, it is. Come on over to making it to the finish line. We need the volunteers. We need to help these babies. This is what we're all about. This is making it to the finish line now is work with our youth. It seems like the people higher up have forgot about our youth. We need to invest in our youth. If you're a baby boomer, it's okay that you don't have any kids. Because I'm going to tell you what, if you don't want to help them positive, then they're going to be out doing negative. Think about that. If you don't want to help them positive, then they'll be out here doing things negative. And that's not what we want. We want to save our babies and help our babies. And that's what we're all about.
And on the positive note, our motivation for this week, be an encourager. When you encourage others, you boost their self-esteem, enhance their self-confidence, make them work harder, lift their spirits, and make them successful in their endeavor. Encouragement goes straight to the heart and is always available. Be an encourager, always.
Sounds good to me.
It sounds very good. And I think, you know, we all need to be encouraged. Even me sometimes, I need to be encouraged.
So we're going to leave with this again. If you want to be encouraged, we want you to go and look at Care for Kari. Kari, K-A-R-A-I. You look at his story. Now, this young man just had surgery yesterday because they had to go back in there and sharpen the bone so that he can get fit for his prosthetic leg. Kari's playing basketball today. Yes. Yesterday, he had surgery.
Today,
he's playing basketball. So when I say encouragement, you can't get no better than that. When I say Kari's strong, you know how remarkable this young man is. So go on Facebook to Care for Kari and check out his story.
And Kari, a message. I went out and bought a bike.
Yes, she did.
The first bike I had, I couldn't do nothing with the bike. I had to take it back to the store and get a standard bike. So I'm doing all this because I'm helping Kari to walk.
That's right. We're trying so he can walk again.
And I tell you, it's a struggle trying to ride that bike. You know what?
She's doing it.
I'm doing it for Kari. He's my inspiration, and he is my hero.
Radio show that we're on is Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. We're on every day at 7 o'clock, and we will be live every Wednesday. The name of the radio show is Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, and our show is Making It to the Finish Line.
And we come to you each week, like Cassandra said, 7 to 8 p.m., and we're we would like to thank you for tuning in this week. We want you to have a wonderful, safe week. And we will see you on next Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Thank you for tuning in.